September 5, 2007. Welcome to Mining Weekly. In this podcast, read by Sheila Baradas of Creamer Media's Mining Weekly, we bring you the past week's top news stories from the mining industry in South Africa and the rest of the world. In this week's bulletin, Anglo Platinum seals much-anticipated empowerment deals, African Rainbow Minerals announces its maiden dividend payment, and DRD Gold sets its sights on increased production in South Africa. Platinum Power. World No. 1 platinum producer Anglo Platinum has announced plans to sell assets valued at around 10.9 billion rand to black-owned entities in a series of empowerment transactions. As a result of the deals, Toronto and Johannesburg-listed explorer Anarec, through a new vehicle called Leboa Holdco, and mining investment firm Invela Resources, through Northern Platinum, will join the list of the companies controlling the largest platinum reserves in South Africa. Anglo Platinum will sell its 51% stake in Leboa Platinum and a 1% stake in the Kapasha project to Anarec Resources. This will give Anarec, the current joint owner of Kapasha, control over the project. Anglo Platinum, South Africa's largest private investor, also announced that it would sell its 50% stake in the Booysendal project and a 22.4% stake in Northam to Invela Resources. This would give Northam full operational control of Booysendal. Anglo Platinum will also sell about 1.5% of its shares to employees through an employee share ownership plan. Dividend payment. Black-owned diversified miner African Rainbow Minerals has announced its first dividend payment, amounting to 315 million rand. Speaking at a results presentation in Sandton, Chairperson Patrice Motsepe said that the company had given the dividend payment some serious thought and felt that it was necessary to lift confidence with its shareholders.
In asking ourselves this question over the last 2 years in particular, when is it appropriate to pay dividends? And last year, it was something that we had to apply our minds to very seriously. We can fund our growth projects, and the danger with the dividend is not so much when that you decay, but that you continue to pay dividends as you move forward. Because one of the grumpy old men said that if you're not going to do it, then it'll send such a negative message. So we are very confident, we are very satisfied. But also it's important that we share that confidence with our shareholders and with the market and with other stakeholders.
Motsepe also said that African Rainbow Minerals, with its partners, has earmarked capital expenditure of more than 5 billion rand for the 2008 financial year. Homecoming. Gold mining group DRD Gold hopes to boost its gold production in South Africa by one-fifth to 400,000 ounces in the coming year. Its production for the past year was 334,000 ounces. DRD Gold South Africa CEO Neil Pretorius says the company hopes that the firm's stabilization strategy will facilitate this growth. It is also increasing production at its Crown Gold Recovery Surface operations and swinging production to the eastern longwall at its ERPM underground mine. During the past few months, DRD Gold signed two joint venture agreements with surface retreatment firm Mintails to exploit dumps and slimes dams on both the East Rand and West Rand of Johannesburg. Also, in this week's Mining Weekly magazine, published on Friday, read our cover story on Harmony's plans to relook at its spending, cut costs, and otherwise resuscitate the beleaguered gold miner. We also report on progress at Impala Platinum Zimbabwean operations. Finally, don't miss our feature on coal. That's a roundup of this week's stories on Creamer Media's Mining Weekly. For more on these and other stories, visit miningweekly.co.za.